One of the two ways to get to Port Aransas is by ferry. It's operating as usual, carrying cars and passengers from Aransas Pass on the mainland to Mustang Island. Once on the island, though, it's hard to tell a whole month has passed since Harvey hit.
I mean, everything's destroyed. You can see it driving around.
Don Murphy's an electrical contractor, and he's waiting with three others outside Eats, a restaurant near the ferry landing. Eats has served free hot meals in the days after Harvey, but right now, it's closed. Murphy's hoping they'll open for breakfast. He says he's lived in Port Aransas for 4 decades, and so far, he's felt lucky.
I've been waiting 10 years for this storm. We all knew it coming. We knew it was coming.
Just over a century ago, in 1916, another hurricane basically wiped Port A off the map. Today, Murphy calls Port A a war zone. Trees and electrical poles are cracked and bent. Siding is stripped from buildings. Chunks of people's homes sit on the curb, along with mattresses, furniture, and personal belongings, all turned to trash by wind and floodwater. All across the city, debris piles are stacked taller than people. Parking lots serve as makeshift dumps. And Murphy's home?
Yeah, it took a beating. My other property, I have a martial arts school. It's destroyed. I'm digging it out. My electrical shop, it was destroyed. Tools and everything, and we got it put together. We're running around fixing things now for people.
And just about everyone on the island could use some help. Officials say 80% of the buildings in Port Aransas were damaged or destroyed. This morning, City Hall is packed with staff. Desks are in hallways, and city employees, even the librarians, are fielding calls from the public. In his office, Mayor Charles Bouillon sports a red Make Port Aransas Great Again hat.
That's something actually a lady gave to me in one of the devastated areas. That hat right there is what our people believe. We're going to make Port Aransas great again.
And what is it going to take to do that?
Years, a lot of help from the government, state, and federal.
He lists off progress so far. Water and sewer service are back. So is electricity, but not everybody is connected to the power grid. Electricians are still inspecting homes, making sure seawater hasn't damaged wiring. Right now, debris cleanup is the mayor's highest priority.
And that's going to take another month or two.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency's helping with debris. It's also the go-to agency when people need financial assistance. Port Aransas' community center has transformed into a base of operations for FEMA and Small Business Administration workers. Paul Coras with FEMA.
This is a beautiful community. We don't want people to leave. We've seen this happen in Katrina where people will leave total neighborhoods. It takes years and years, and it just devastates neighborhoods if they go away.
Right now, about 20 people wait in line to apply for aid, stacks of paper in hand. FEMA has already approved at least $8 million in grants to residents in Nueces County and adjacent counties. Cora says the average approved grant is for $3,500.
We want to rebuild here. We don't want people moving out.
Mayor Bouillon is cautiously optimistic.
We're sea people, and we understand what the ocean can do, and we choose to live here, and we understand what it can do to us. So we're willing, as a people, to live here because we love it, and that determination drives us on.
Bouillon says he believes many residents are prepared to bring Port Aransas back from the ground up. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.